ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਕੋਟ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਦ ਟੈਂਥ ਪੌੜੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਕੀ ਵਾਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਬਜੈਕਟ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ। ਲਾਈਕ ਮੋਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਾਰਸ, ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਟਿਡ ਸਲੋਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਮਵਾਟ ਲੌਂਗਿਸ਼, ਸੋ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਇਜ਼ ਰੀਡ ਦ ਇੰਟਾਇਰ ਪੈਸੇਜ ਫਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ। The theme is the impermanence of existence and how do we learn to live in a universe that is perpetually moving and yet reconcile it with our desire for permanence. So the recitation first. ਸਲੋਕ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ। ਕੂੜ ਰਾਜਾ, ਕੂੜ ਪਰਜਾ, ਕੂੜ ਸਭ ਸੰਸਾਰ, ਕੂੜ ਮੰਡਪ, ਕੂੜ ਮਾੜੀ, ਕੂੜ ਬੈਸਣ ਹਾਰ, ਕੂੜ ਸੋਇਨਾ, ਕੂੜ ਰੁਪਾ, ਕੂੜ ਪਹਿਨਣ ਹਾਰ, ਕੂੜ ਮੀਆਂ, ਕੂੜ ਬੀਬੀ, ਖੱਪ ਹੋਏ ਖਾਰ, ਕੂੜ ਕੂੜੇ ਨਿਹੋ ਲੱਗਾ, ਵਿਸਰਿਆ ਕਰਤਾਰ, ਕਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਚੈ ਦੋਸਤੀ, ਸਭ ਜਗ ਚੱਲਣ ਹਾਰ, ਕੂੜ ਮਿੱਠਾ, ਕੂੜ ਮਾਖਿਓ, ਕੂੜ ਡੂਬੇ ਡੋਬੇ ਪੂਰ, ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ, ਤੁਧ ਬਾਜ ਕੂੜੋ ਕੂੜ। ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ, ਦ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਸਲੋਕ। ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਪਰ ਜਾਣੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਸੱਚਾ ਹੋਏ, ਕੂੜ ਕੀ ਮਲ ਉਤਰੈ ਤਨ ਕਰੇ ਹੱਛਾ ਧੋਏ, ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਪਰ ਜਾਣੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਧਰੇ ਪਿਆਰ, ਨਾ ਸੁਣ ਮਨ ਰਹਿਸੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਪਾਏ ਮੁਖ ਦੁਆਰ, ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਪਰ ਜਾਣੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਜੁਗਤ ਜਾਣੇ ਜੀਓ, ਤਰਤ ਕਾਇਆ ਸਾਧਕੈ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇ ਕਰਤਾ ਬੀਓ, ਸਾਚ ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਪਰ ਜਾਣੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਸੱਚੀ ਲੇ, ਦਇਆ ਜਾਣੇ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਕਿਛ ਪੁੰਨ ਦਾਨ ਕਰੇ, ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਪਰ ਜਾਣੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਆਤਮ ਤੀਰਥ ਕਰੇ ਨਿਵਾਸ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੋ ਪੁੱਛ ਕੇ ਬਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਕਰੇ ਨਿਵਾਸ, ਸੱਚ ਸਭਨਾ ਹੋਏ ਦਾਰੂ ਪਾਪ ਕੱਢੈ ਧੋਏ, ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਜਿਨ ਸੱਚ ਪੱਲੈ ਹੋਏ। ਪੌੜੀ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪੌੜੀ। ਦਾਨ ਮਹਿੰਡਾ ਤਲੀ ਖਾਕ, ਜੇ ਮਿਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਮਸਤਕ ਲਾਈਐ, ਫਲ ਤੇਵੇ ਹੋ ਪਾਈਐ ਜੇ ਵੇਹੀ ਕਾਰ ਕਮਾਈਐ, ਜੇ ਹੋਵੇ ਪੂਰਬ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਧੂੜ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਾਈਐ, ਮਤ ਥੋੜੀ ਸੇਵ ਗਵਾਈਐ, ਮਤ ਥੋੜੀ ਸੇਵ ਗਵਾਈਐ। ਲਿਟਲ ਆਰ ਨੋ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ ਲੀਵਸ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਲੂਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ। ਸੋ ਨਾਓ ਲੈਟਸ ਜਸਟ ਰਿਪੀਟ ਦੀ ਸਲੋਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਪੌੜੀ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼, which is the whole point. So what the Guruji is saying is, Kool Raja, Kool Parja. That's where he begins, and then he lists out all the relationships and the elements and so on that we see, the material world. This is what he's saying. He's saying the wheel of existence, that is to say the universe, is perpetually moving. Rulers and their realms, kingdoms and their subjects, all come to pass, as does the relationship between rulers and the population. Nothing is permanent. The structures that we build, homes and mansions, will surely crumble along with those who dwell in them, namely us. Neither gold or silver nor their embellishments will endure, for even the bearers, those who wear these embellishments, are sure to meet their demise. The body with its incomparable forms and beauty, does not last. Husbands and wives seeking an enduring bond, yet they are thwarted by their mortality. And so when transient beings cling to each other, the eternal is forgotten, because transient things is all you know. So the question he raises is, kis naal kiche dosti sab jag chalan har? Nothing is permanent. With whom then should we forge ties? Or perhaps another way to look at this question is, how should we establish a relationship with things, with the world, that are inherently impermanent? Kood mitha kood makhyo, because they are sweet, these relationships, just like honey. But honey can also trap the fly and kill it. Likewise, even though this material existence may be pleasant for some, for many, and things of the sense are pleasurable, they can be a trap. So this is what Nanak makes the entreaty. Nanak vakane benati to the baj kudo kur, that without the Creator, outside of the Creator, well, nothing is outside the Creator, but only the Creator is eternal, transcendent. So here, the Salok is highlighting how transitory and fragile things are, right? I mean, it is impermanent. We are impermanent. Our bodies are impermanent. And yet, within this transience, which is happening right in front of our eyes, we are looking for some sort of permanence. There is a pull that says life is transcendent. There is a part of us. So the suggestion is that we are eternal beings. So really, the Shabad is pointing out to us, how do we establish a relationship with a world that is impermanent and be centered in our beings, which is eternal? So the Guru is saying, sach taan par jaaniye je hriday sachcha hoye. Hriday sachcha hoye, if you know the truth to be eternal, which sits in your heart. In other words, if you recognize yourself to be eternal, when you wash away the delusion that you're looking at of impermanence, when the heart is filled with affinity for the self, with love, sachata par jaaniye ja sachatare pyar, now suna mana rahasya, when you are filled with self-knowledge, then the door to transcendence opens itself up. In other words, you begin to see the changeless, the eternal, in the midst of this changing world. And true understanding, that is true understanding. So it comes, true understanding comes only, sachata par janiye ja jugat jane jiyo, when the jeev knows the right way, which is gurmat. Tarat kaya sadke vich dehe karta piyo, knowing that within me is the self, the seed is in me. Sachata par janiye ja sikh sachi le, when true teachings of the Guru are understood. Daya jane ji ki kich pun daan kare, when the heart is compassionate towards all humanity. These are qualities that you have to develop in order to understand the truth of transcendent Creator. Sach ta par janiye ja atam tirath kare nivas, when you make the atam in you your pilgrimage, your abode. When you question the Guru, when you ask questions, sat guru nu puchke beh rahe kare nivas. So sajna sach sabna hoye daru, that is the cure. The self, the truth. And Nanak, vakhane benati jin sach palle hoye, those who have this truth in their grasp, Nanak, pleads with them. So there you go. How do you realize the self within, which is permanent, and then live in a universe that is impermanent? So you see, when you realize that you are temporary, you also realize your transcendence of the future. You fall in love with the timeless, even though you can't perceive the timeless with your senses. You see? So the message here is that we have to cherish life, not despite its perishability, but because of it. Because of the impermanence of things, of seasons, of lifetimes, of galaxies, that we should love it. We should confer our sweetness upon them. So the truth, Guruji is telling us, is realized only when we accept and understand the truth of death, of impermanence. So we have to find beauty and in impermanence, holding on to things even if we know that they are dying. So you see, that's the catch. To love things, not to give up things because they're temporary, because that is the usual teaching in Gurdwaras and elsewhere. Oh, the world is not true, so therefore renounce it. No. Love the world precisely because it is temporary. Love the world precisely because it's fleeting. It's beautiful, but it's fleeting. So love it for that reason. Understand the truth of impermanence and you will find the imperishable within you. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.